Today on Real Radio.
Some of you can't fast. Did you know that? You have physical reasons why you cannot. Some of you, I am wired really weird personally. I can go days, I can go well into 7 days myself personally without eating, but some of you have blood sugar problems. You could never do that. God has got a fast for you as well. So don't be discouraged. We're all wired different and nobody's wired better than the other guy. It's God's way and you need to know your body when it comes to this.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his collection of studies called Why Should I? And of all the Why Should I questions in this series, the one we are currently examining deals with a practice that is quite biblical. We find it mentioned throughout both the Old and New Testaments. Yet, do we really understand the purpose and practice of fasting? Here's Pastor Jack Hibbs, continuing in his study called, Why Should I Fast?
It's not only a fasting in our culture from food, but I think a great thing is a fasting from the busyness of life. Now, don't get me wrong, we can fast and be busy, and maybe we'll have to do it that way. But we can fast, and we can also fast in the areas of what we hear, in the areas of what we do. We can even, in our physical fast, abstaining from food or altering our food intake or whatever the type of fast might be. We can also determine, you know what, I'm not going to be watching any news or any documentaries or any sitcoms or any for the next 3 days, I'm going to divorce myself from the world. I'm going to seek God. You can do that as well in your fast. Now, that would be a sacrifice in our culture because we are such information nuts, and I'm probably the chief information nut on those kinds of things. But fasting will result in this, that we can hear better from God. We'll hear Him speak more clearly. And I don't need to see a show of hands, but how many of us would love to hear God more clearly? Well, man, all of our hands would go up. That's me. I want to hear Him more clearly. But we're not willing to practice this discipline, and we need to get into it. We need to do it. And we'll talk about that as we go into this. Luke chapter 6, verse 12 and 13. Now it came to pass in those days that he, Jesus, went up into a mountain to pray, and he continued all night there in prayer. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12 of them, and he named them his apostles. See, what does that have to do with fasting? Did you hear it? Even though you didn't hear the word, did you see it? He went up onto a mountain and prayed alone, by the way. All night he prayed, and that clearly indicates that he did not eat. He was focused, Jesus was, upon hearing from his Father. And what did his Father say to him? I want you to call out these apostles out of the crowd. That's an important thing. See, man, I want to hear God like that. Great. Then let's be a church that fasts. Let's be a church that prays like that. Now, don't get overwhelmed. You're thinking, man, how long do I got to fast? And what do I do? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. And by the way, we'll also talk about, and I should probably have a doctor speak on this when we come to that, and that is some of you can't fast. Did you know that? You have physical reasons why you cannot. Some of you, I am wired really weird personally. I can go days, I can go well into 7 days myself personally without eating, but some of you have blood sugar problems. You could never do that. God has got a fast for you as well. So don't be discouraged. We're all wired different, and nobody's wired better than the other guy. It's God's way, and you need to know your body when it comes to this. Number two, jot this down if you would. Not only fasting that we can hear better, but fasting so we can understand more. So that we can understand more. Fasting definitely clears up the spiritual information highway, we can put it, in the areas and issues of understanding. Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. Then he continued, as the angel spoke, "Do not be afraid, Daniel, since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard." Listen to that. "And I have come now in response to them." The angel was dispatched from God, from heaven, to speak to Daniel. And we'll see in a moment how long that fast of his was. But what was Daniel's pursuit? Our pursuit. God, I want to understand more. Lord, I'm going to fast. I'm going to seek your face. And the angel says, "Daniel, the day you began to pray, the day that you began to fast, your prayer was heard." That's encouraging, because you know what that tells us? You can fast for a day. We're going to have a fast for a day. We're going to come up, and I hope you remember this. It's coming up real quick here. It's this coming Wednesday. As a church, we're going to fast. We're going to come together for prayer and communion this Wednesday night, specifically, not exclusively, but specifically for our troops. We're going to pray for our soldiers. We're going to fast for them. And I tell you what, in my opinion, if this church is not packed for that type of service, then we're a joke of a church. Then we're playing games. I'm not putting some guilt trip on any one of us. But I tell you, if you can't make it, pray anyway. If you can't come, pray anyway. But we need to be praying. There are people dying while we speak. There are people under fire right now while we speak. If you know your Old Testament and your New Testament, God has called you to be Americans. Did you know God decreed that? It wasn't because you were born here. Did you know that God brought you into the kingdom for such a time as this? Did you know that you're an American because God wanted you to be? An American is no better than a Canadian, and a Canadian is no better than a Cuban. There is this thing that God has shown us that in Scripture clearly that he's put within our hearts to love country. Did you know that God wants the Jews to love Israel? Did you know that God wants the Canadians to love Canada? That's a fact. The nations have been created by God. But listen, we need to understand that right. God is not an American. God is not English. God's not a Canadian. But because we are Americans or Canadian or British or whatever we may be, the truth of the matter is we should be seeking God and we should be dedicating our nation to God. And we need to understand this. There's nothing political about that. It's what God would have us to do. But we need to fast that we might understand. Daniel fasted that he might understand the days and the age in which he lived in. And by the way, God gave Daniel the most prophetic book of all the Old Testament. And you'll never understand New Testament prophetic teachings without mastering the book of Daniel. 21 days Daniel fasted. And by the way, it was what we would call a partial fast. He ate, but he ate water, and he ate drank water, and he ate vegetables, and he would not eat the king, that is Nebuchadnezzar's, meats, and he wouldn't eat his pastries. He had vegetables and water. He changed his normal diet, and he consumed this altered diet for 21 days seeking God. You can fast like that. Maybe some of you every morning get up and you have your Krispy Kreme donut. And you say, "Well, you know what? I'm not going to do that for this week. I'm going to divorce myself from that pleasure." And during the time that it would take for me to drive there and to eat it and to thank God for it, I'm going to pray and dedicate that time unto the Lord. That's a fast. Did you know that? It can be that simple. God, I'm so serious about what's going on. that I'm going to deny myself this thing, and God, I'm going to dedicate that time unto you. The third thing that we understand this morning is this: fasting so we can be stronger. Fasting so we can be stronger. I do not need to get into the incredible health benefits of fasting. That's not the issue today, though it is true. But fasting so we can become spiritually stronger. Again, listen to how applicable this is to our lives and how practical. Which one of us would not want to be spiritually stronger? Every one of us would want to be spiritually stronger. It's almost as though when you fast that the flesh begins to panic. And it's a cool thing because when you're fasting, your flesh will say, come on, nobody's watching. Let's eat something. Now, if any of you are in psychology classes right now, you're going to say, he needs a pill. But hear me out. My soul will say to my spirit, as we are body, soul, and spirit, man has been created as a trichotomy. Hey, let's eat something. I just got a message from my stomach. And my stomach's telling me it's time to eat. Here's the funny thing. God, I'm going to fast unto you. The moment you say that, you know what you're going to realize? You're hungry. You can eat and then dedicate yourself to God. And the first thought in your head, once you dedicate yourself to God in this, I'm hungry. And then you're thinking, I'm fasting. Oh, brother, it is so fun. Truly, because you will experience this war between your flesh and your spirit, and the soul, that is your mind, gets stuck in between. And this flesh will say, man, let's eat. And the soul will say, yeah, what do you want to eat? And your soul will gang up with your body and say, hey, we want something to eat. And your spirit will say, you know what? You know what? We dedicated ourselves unto God. We're not going to eat. And there's a battle in your head, temptation, war. And it's really quite fun because as you gain victory in this area and as you enter into your fast, you begin to see your flesh give up, starts waving a white flag. I guess I'm not going to get anything. And as you stay focused, you know what? Something happens. There is a stripping of the flesh concentration. And you begin to be more in tune with God, and you begin to get strengthened by God. And we know this is true. Listen, supernaturally, Moses fasted for 40 days on top of the mountain with God. Now, I don't recommend anybody fasting for 40 days. It was a divine fast. Moses got in the presence of God and forgot about food. Plus, I don't think there's much up on the mountain anyway. But that was not his mind. Jesus was in the wilderness of Judea fasting for how long? 40 days. And then after the fast, they were strengthened. Elijah, he fasted. And then God strengthened him with food. Why? Because the spirit was strengthened during the fast. And then, of course, after the fast, the body needed to be strengthened. So you guys understand that, I mean, we all know, right? Amen, hallelujah. Food's not a sin, right? It's a blessing from God. But there comes a time when God intensifies and calls you and I to enter into a fast. And I'm going to get to that about how and why we should fast under what conditions. But it will make us stronger. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10. 2 Corinthians 12, 10. Therefore, Paul says, I take pleasure in my infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And when you're fasting, amazing, bizarre strengthening comes upon you. In fact, it would be probably summed up like this. When we are physically weakened, we are spiritually strengthened. It's an important rule to keep in mind. Number four on this, fasting so we can become wiser. Wiser. When we fast, we begin to strip away our perceptions. We depart from, say, conventional or earthly wisdom. And this is so important, people. Listen. You can talk to a Christian brother. Now, don't take me wrong on this. This is a spirit-filled, wonderful Christian brother that you know. You can talk to him and he can give you counsel. He can even give you chapter verse of the Bible regarding this counsel. That's wonderful. You can talk to another brother or sister, spirit-filled, giving you counsel, chapter verse from the Bible. And that's a wonderful thing. But then you can go to God in fast and in prayer, and God will not take either one of those bits of counsel. God will speak to you specifically the chapter, verse, which is the answer for your situation. And this is where we fail. As Christians, we blow this miserably. You know why? Because we don't want to practice this discipline. And so we say, hey, Bob, what should I do? Well, you know, James 1:5 says, and it's a great verse. It's just not the one God wants for you. You may say, hey, Betty, what should I do? And she might say, you know what? 1 Chronicles 9:3 says, oh. And you, listen, with great intentions, you can go away thinking, well, I need to apply these two verses. I got my answer. And then you wonder why nothing happened or it didn't work or you're still confused. This is where we fail as a church. God wanted to speak to you and I personally. He wanted to teach us more about fasting and hearing from him. And he had a verse. He had a chapter that was tailor-made, engineered by the Spirit for our life, for my life, for your life. And this is a crisis in the Christian church today. Well, I know I'm supposed to do this because I heard a Christian radio broadcast, and he quoted the same verse that I heard in the morning. That could be true and good for you, or it could be something that just happened to be. Seek God to confirm it. Has anyone ever told you, brother, I got a word from the Lord, and you need to do this? What are you going to do with that? Oh, my goodness, it's a word from the Lord. I better go do that. I better sell my house and my cars and give him all the money. It's a word from the Lord. You better seek God. That's the whole spirit behind what Paul said in Acts 17:11. Search the scriptures to conclude, discern, understand if these things are so, which we preach. That's so important that we become wiser in the things of God. Luke chapter 2, verse 36. Now there was one Anna, a prophetess. That is, she was one who spoke forth the word of God. The daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And this, that is, her husband had long been gone, passed on. So now she's a widow for some 7 years. And this woman was a widow about 84 years of age, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who looked for the redemption of Jerusalem. Don't you love this lady? We have ladies like this here in this church. They're widows. They love the Lord. And they're consumed with church service. And they pray. And they love to tell people about Jesus. They go into the produce section at Albertsons because I've heard about it. And that young little produce boy, he's putting all those fruits and nuts and bananas and things up there. And he's washing them, positioning them up. And she'll come walking up there and she'll say, isn't that a beautiful orange? Yes, ma'am. Great looking oranges. We just got them in today. Look at this orange. She'll make them look at it. Look at this. Yes, ma'am. Would you like that orange? Oh, yes, I'm going to buy that orange. But I got to tell you, is this not the work of God? And you know, there is not. Here's a young man. He's washing that produce down. And she's a little old lady. And she says, now, look, I want to tell you about the God who made this orange. He can't leave. He cannot go anywhere. Yes, ma'am. And she'll let him have it. This banana, man cannot make this banana. God made this banana. And young man, God made you. And Jesus talked about bearing fruit. And you need to be bearing fruit just like the trees did from these. And oh, there she goes. This woman prayed, Anna did, and she fasted, and she loved to tell people about Jesus. That's a great thing. What a wise old lady. The Bible says in the book of Daniel chapter 12 that those who lead many to righteousness, that is to salvation, shall in eternity shine forth like the stars. Isn't that great? You don't have to be a Billy Graham to lead somebody to Christ. Just tell them. And one of the great things is that when you're fasting and seeking the Lord, He will embolden you and He'll give you His wisdom. Number five, are you guys getting hungry as I talk about this stuff? You okay? Now, you understand that I'm not talking about leaving here today and going fasting, you understand? Because I had to say that, because if you see me at a restaurant this afternoon, thou hypocrite! No. No, we'll fast Wednesday. If the Lord leads you, if you're able, Wednesday we'll fast and we'll come together Wednesday night and we'll pray together as a church. We'll lift up our troops and we'll have communion together at the table. It'll be great. Number five, fasting so we can be focused. In writing this down, I don't know how to, I struggle with how to communicate this because I know what it's like, but I don't know how to say it. And in my notes, I jotted down that fasting causes us to be freed from the normal concerns so that we can focus more fully on spiritual matters. And just saying that, it sounds, well, you know, I'm going to wean myself from the things of the world and become righteous before God, and I will have no carnal thought. That's not what I'm talking about. I don't know how to explain it to you unless you know what I'm talking about, that when you enter into a fast, the things that are so plaguing you and I, do you know what those things are? The things that just seem to nip at our heels, they go away.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a study that answers the question, why should I fast? Certainly something that is practiced more than it is fully understood. On tomorrow's edition of Real Radio, we'll continue with more of Why Should I Fast? You know, this particular series is designed to give us a more accurate look at the life of the believer, and especially in relation to other Christians. Or, put another way, Real Radio is here for the equipping of the saints. Here's a letter from one of our West Coast listeners. Pastor Jack, I wish I lived near Chino Hills so I can join your church, although I try not to let the speaker be the reason I attend church. After all, the reason is to hear from God, not to listen to an entertaining orator. I must admit, though, that of all the speakers on my local station, I enjoy Pastor Jack the most. I have a newfound respect for you, especially after just listening to your testimony, the death and resurrection of Jack Hibbs. Thank you for being a powerful and convicting voice of the Lord. And that comes from Mike in Escondido, California. So that gives you an indication of how this radio program reaches lives. Now, if you'd like to get in touch with us, there's more than one way to do so. Of course, you can visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. Or you can call us using our toll-free number, 877-RR-RADIO. 877-RR-RADIO. You can also write to us. Here's our address. Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Again, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Real Radio is made possible by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs has been made possible by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.